Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem, welcome back to today's Daf Yomi, which is Rosh Hashanah Daf Hey. We begin three lines from the top of the Amud. In yesterday's Daf, we discussed the halach of Baal Ta'achar. So if one is procrastinating in fulfillment of his nether or nedav obligation, Baal Ta'achar sets in. Now, what is the time frame? What is the timetable of Baal Ta'achar? We have several shittos. For instance, we have a shita which says one yomtiv. If he misses one yomtiv without bringing that carbon, then he is over Baal Ta'achar. According to another shita, if he has two yomtivim passing by, Baal Ta'achar kicks in. According to another shita, three yomtivim in order, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. According to yet another shita, is three yomtivim even out of order? How do we know it's dependent upon three of them tovim? We had that pasuk, which was actually an extra pasuk, unneeded, which mentioned all three of them tovim together, Chag HaMatzos, Chag HaShavuos, and Chag HaSukkos, which indicated to us that Baal Ta'achar is dependent upon allowing three of them tovim to pass him by without fulfilling his obligation. Now, that's good according to this shita. What about the other shitas, who hold that it's not dependent upon three of them tovim? What do they do with that pasuk, which mentions all three of them tied together? The Gemara says one of the things we learn is tashlumin, that if one misses, it doesn't bring his oilas ri'iyah or shami chagiga on the actual yomtiv, he'll still have a 7-day makeup period to bring that korban. And just as we know that Chag HaPesach has a 7-day makeup period, you can bring the oila, the shlamim, all throughout 7 days of Pesach. Likewise, Shavuos, despite the fact that it's really only a one-day yomtiv, it also has a 7-day tashlumen period. So that's the hekesh, that's the connection between Pesach to Shavuos, and that's why the Torah repeats it, mentions the yomtivim together on Pesach to apply the halachos stated by one to apply to the other one as well. Now, what about the other shittos, who have already used this Pesach for Baal Ta'achar purposes, to tell you that Baal Ta'achar is dependent upon three yomtivim? So this pasuk is no longer available to teach us these halachos of tashlumen. So that's the kasha at the beginning of our daf. Says the Gemara three lines from the top. V'tana kama, v'rab Shimon, who have already used that pasuk for other purposes, for Baal Ta'achar purposes. Tashlumen la'atzeres minalu. So how do they know that Yom Tov of Shavuos, atzeres, has a makeup period? They learn it from the following price. Tony Rabbi Bar Shmuel. Let's compare Shavuos, which is really a compilation of days and weeks, to Rosh Chodesh, which is also a culmination of days. Now you count 29, day 30 is Rosh Chodesh. Tony Rabbi Bar Shmuel. Amra Torah says, Mane Yomim V'Kadesh Chodesh. Count days, 29 days, which leads you into Kiddush HaChodesh, which is Rosh Chodesh on day 30. And the day has Kedusha with respect to Karbonos. That's the point of Kedusha. It's a day which radiates Kedusha, which allows you closeness to Hashem through Karbonos, which the Rabban says is Lashon of Hakrov, of Kiruv, drawing us closer to Hashem. So Rosh Chodesh is a conclusion of a count of days. Mani Yomim, V'Kadosh Atzeres. Likewise, when it comes to Atzeres Shavuos, it's also a conclusion, a culmination of a count of days, a count of weeks. And we compare the two things. Ma chodesh l'menuyav. Just as the Kedusha of Rosh Chodesh, which happened how? Since Rosh Chodesh was really a result of counting of days. So the day is the unit which makes the Rosh Chodesh concept. 29 days generate Rosh Chodesh. And therefore the Kedusha of Rosh Chodesh, the event called Rosh Chodesh, takes place when? On one of those days. One of those days which form the building blocks for the actual eventual event. And therefore the carbon of Rosh Chodesh is brought on Rosh Chodesh itself, which spans the span of a day. Af Atzeres L'Menuyav. Likewise, when it comes to Shavuos, when do you bring the Karbanos of Shavuos? On a full week. Why? Because since the Yom Tov of Shavuos was generated by what? By counting of weeks. Pasuk says, Sheva Shabbos is Tmimas Tiyana. So just as by Rosh Chodesh, since Rosh Chodesh is generated by counting of days, therefore Rosh Chodesh is on a day, it spans a day. Likewise, Shavuos, the Kedusha of Shavuos, the Kabbarns of Shavuos, are meant to be brought when? Throughout an entire week. That's a time frame of Shavuos, because Shavuos is a compilation of weeks. Counting of weeks is what generates Shavuos. Let's take a look at Rashi, five lines from the top. It says, Rashi, Mane Yomim. How do you get Rosh Chodesh? Mane Yomim, you count days. Shenemar Ad Chodesh Yomim. Mekadesh Chodesh. Bekarbonis. Which leads you into Rosh Chodesh, which is a day of Karbonis. Ma Chodesh Kedushai Echad Menuyev. Just as Rosh Chodesh is a conclusion, was generated by counting of days, and therefore the Kedushas Rosh Chodesh applies to one of those days, one of the elements used in generating that Rosh Chodesh. B'yom Rosh Chodesh Shemakrivon Zman Hukba Lahem Echad Min Hayomim Shunim Na'al Yadam was established to be on one of those days which formed the Rosh Chodesh. Avatzeres. Likewise, when it comes to Shavuos, Havos Karbonos Seha Be'echad Mimenu Yeha. You bring the Karbonos of Shavuos throughout a time period which was used in generating, in creating that Shavuos, which is a week. Why? Varehi Nimnes Adi Shavuim. How do you get to Shavuos? Through counting of weeks, Shenemar. Sheva Shabbosa is Tmimas Tiyana. Seven complete weeks. So we know from here that the carbon of Shavuos spans a full week. What does this mean? If one failed to bring his oila or his shlomim on the actual Yom Tov, he still has a week to make up. So we learned Tashlumin from this limud. Let's go back to the Gemara. So you're working with the premise that Shavuos was generated by compiling weeks, by counting weeks. Eima, atzeres chad yoima. What do you mean? Maybe Shavuos lasts for only one day. And the carbon can only be brought for one day without a makeup period. Because what does the pasuk say? Tisbru chamishim yoim. You count 49 and the 50th is Shavuos. It's similar to Rosh Chodesh, which is a one-day event because it was the counting of days which led up to that event. Here as well. It's the counting of Yomim, which leads to Shavuos. Amar Rava, responds Rava. Atu Atzeres. Do you mean to say that when it comes to Shavuos, Yomim Meninim, we count days to generate the Shavuos? Shavuos Lo Meninim, we don't count weeks? That's not so. We count weeks as well. Amar Mar said, this is actually Abaye, Mimna mitzvah le mimna yoimim. It's actually a mitzvah to count days. Hayoim echad loimer, hayim shnayim loimer. O mitzvah le mimna shvui. It's also a mitzvah to count weeks. Certainly weeks are also used in generating shvuos. Void, in addition, look at the pasuk. How does the pasuk relate to atzeres? Void, chag shvuos ksiv. Apparently, shvuos is primarily created and generated through the counting of weeks. It's a culmination of weeks, and therefore the Shavuos event itself spans a week with respect to Tashlumin. Although the actual Yom Tov itself is on just the first day, but if you miss that first day, you can bring the carbon throughout all 7 days. Interesting, we see from the Gemara that there are two different aspects to counting. Sviras Omer, counting of the days, counting of the weeks. In fact, some Rishonim learned that it's actually two separate mitzvahs, at least in the time of the Mikdash, and perhaps even two brachas would be said. The two separate aspects to counting. We know that based on the tefillah, we say, some say after Sfiras Omer, at the point of counting is to elevate each day with its own unique characteristic, which corresponds to the midos in a person. A person has seven categories of midos, which branch out into each category into seven subcategories for a total of 7 times 7 equals 49. You want to be in a second to elevate all those midos. So the individual aspect of the midah, that's the point of counting days. And then we have the groupings. Each week is a separate group, a separate concept. He meant to address both aspects, the individual aspect and the collective aspect, the grouping, the category. So they're two separate concepts of Sfiras Omer, the Yom and the Shavua. Says the Gemara, okay, we have both concepts, and therefore Shavuos is really also a culmination of weeks, which allows us to spread the Shavuos throughout the entire week to allow us these 7 days of Tashlumin. Asks Tosfos, what do you mean? You have a choice. Is it going to be a one-day event or a seven-day event? Are we going to focus on the fact that you count days? Or are you going to focus on the fact that you count weeks? We know we learned this yesterday. We try to learn something. And we have two options. One which gives us a smaller total. And one gives us a greater total. Tafasta meruba lo tafasta. You have no right to opt for the greater total, for the greater number. Perhaps it's meant to be the smaller number. Ask Sosius, how can we choose weeks over days? Sosius himself says, because we compare it to Rosh Chodesh, which is really an event taking place on a unit which is used to calculate that Kedusha. And therefore, when it comes to Atzeres, L'kol minuyeha, Atzeres is meant to address all the building blocks, all the elements used in generating that Shavuos. So sure, it's days, but it's also weeks, so it can have that as well. The Ran actually says, interesting, Teretz, he says both are true. Shavuos is a one-day event and a seven-day event. Because, look, this whole Gemara of Tashlumin is only pertaining to personal obligations. A personal Oilas Ri, a personal Shami Chagigah, which you missed, which you failed to bring on the first day. So you have 7 days to bring it. But nobody's going to tell you that lechatchila, you meant to bring it for 7 days. So two aspects to carbon: there's lechatchila, which is really it really pertains to that 1 day event, and then b'di'eved, if you missed it, you bring it all throughout the 7 day tashlumin period. So really, both are true, says the Ran. Shavuos is a 1 day event because it's culmination of counting of days. That's the ikar yomtiv, ikar zman akrava. And then it's also a seven-day event with respect to Tashlum and making up the missed carbon. The Rashash answers a little differently. He says, look, there are two types of carbonis. There's the communal carbonis, carbonis chayva, the musaf, etc. You're meant to bring on Yom Tov in the Beis HaMikdash. For that, there is no Tashlum. And for that, it's really only a one-day Yom Tov, as pertaining to the days leading into Shavuos. The Gemara is speaking about personal carbonis. Yerushalmi Chagiga, Yerushalmi Riyah. For that, we consider it to be a sort of seven-day event. So the truth is both aspects apply. It's a one-day event pertaining to some things, and a seven-day event pertaining to other things. The Ritzva says that's exactly why the Gemara added the second teretz, V'oid chaga shavuos k'siv. The Gemara was bothered by this kasha. You have both, two ways to go. You can view it as a day event or a week event. And therefore the Gemara adds, look how the Torah relates to it. Chag Shavuos, because apparently the Torah considers it primarily to be a week-long event. Chag Shavuos, because a culmination of weeks leading into Shavuos, and that's the Iker, and therefore we end up with a limud, that the Tashlum and Meka period spans 7 days. Okay, continues the Gemara. Among the list of Karbanos we mentioned yesterday, that the halacha of Baal Ta'ach would apply to, we have the carbon Pesach. Ask the Gemara, U'Pesach b'mikra b'regolim hu? We speak about the Baal Ta'ach applying to Pesach. If you miss three regolim, what do you mean? A carbon Pesach can only be brought once a year, Yudalad Nisan. So how can we say Baal Ta'ach depends upon missing three regolim? Pesach is not brought throughout three regalim. Says the Moro Pesach by Mikra b'regalim. Since when do you bring Karm Pesach throughout the other regalim? Pesach zimna kvile. Pesach has a set prescribed time. I akrave, if you brought it in time, akrave. Okay, see what Yaitse. Vile akrave, but if you miss that opportunity, itchile becomes pushed away. It actually becomes pasul. Explains Tosfos. He says, over b'al ta'achir right away. He doesn't have a leeway, because he can no longer bring it. Time's up. So why is it dependent upon three regalim? Answers the Gemara, you're right. Amar Chizda Pesach Kedinaspa. When the Brisa mentioned Pesach on that list, it was Agav Urcha on account of the other ones, because really, Pesach works with different guidelines. The other Karbanos are dependent upon three regalim. Pesach is dependent upon one regal. Either you bring it in time or you miss the opportunity and it's over right away. Rav Sheshes Amar, I have a different pshat. When it says Pesach, it doesn't actually mean the Karban Pesach, the original one, which only has one opportunity to be brought. My Pesach Shalmi Pesach means the Shlomim brought on account of the Pesach. What does this mean? It says Rashi five lines from the bottom. Shalmi Pesach. Suppose the original was not brought in time. Sha'ava got lost. He took a substitute and brought that one. And now you find the original one. Who nas a shlam becomes a shlamim. We learn this from Sukkim, Kedanafklam Psachim. Now, on that carbon, you're about to achar if you missed three regalim. Because it's a regular shlamim. Voice and shlamim im ichron gimel regalim over. On that, the Bryce is telling. On this substitute Pesach, which is really technically another variation of Shlomim, Baal Ta'achar will be applied if he allows three Yomim Tovim to pass him over. Asks the Gemara three lines from the bottom. Yehachi Hanu Shlomim. If so, then it's just another form of a Shlomim, which the Brice already mentioned. Why the redundancy? Answers the Gemara, there's a Chiddush. Tana Shlomim Habam Machmas Pesach. The Brisa sought to mention the Shlomim which came on account of the Pesach, such as this one. The Brisa also mentioned the ordinary standard Shlomim. There's a Chiddush in each one. Perhaps I would think that this would be different. The Pesach substitute would not experience Baal Ta'achar in the same manner as your standard Shlomim. Why? Since this shlamim was created, was produced by a carbon pesach, pesach domu, perhaps has the same halacha as the carbon pesach. Says Rashi on top. What does that mean? Kepesach domu uber regel rishon yavar lein, which triggers the Baal Ta'achar right away. Because look, just as the carbon pesach doesn't allow for much more than one yomtiv, likewise the shlamim which is coming from the pesach should have the same stringency. Kamash Malon says the Gemara, no, the Chiddush is that although he's coming from a Pesach, he's treated like an ordinary Shlomim, and you have three regalim to bring that karbon. Now the Braisa mentioned many karbonis to which Baal Ta'achar applies. Neder, Nedava, all kinds of karbonis. How do we know that Baal Ta'achar applies to all of them? Minan Emili, how do we know that halacha? Tana Rabban, listen to this Braisa. The Pasuk reads as follows. Right, when you commit to bring a nether, don't delay fulfilling that nether. Hashem is going to demand it from you. You're obligated to bring it. And if you delay, you procrastinate. A chet will apply. The Gemara will darsh in this pasuk in a way that we see how the pasuk is trying to include all these karbanis. Etana Rabbanu, ki sidur neder. We learn, ein li'el neder, perhaps, Baal Ta'achar only applies to a neder. A personal vow, personal commitment. Nedava minayim, what if he made a nedava? Rashi says it means, harei zu. He took an animal and said, this is going to be the karban. It's a different type of commitment. Not as personal. Baal Ta'achar applies to that as well. How do we know? Nedava minayim, nemar kan neder. We have the word neder in this pasuk. The Nemar Lahalam we find in another place, in the beginning of Vayikra, a pasuk which reads, Im Neder or Nedava. So we have Nedava in close proximity to the word Neder. We learn like this, Ma Lahalam Nedava Imay. Just as over there, Nedava goes together with the Neder. Avkan Nedava Imay, likewise over here, by Baal Ta'achar, Nedava is treated the same as the Neder. Pasuk continues, Lashem Alakecha. The extra words Hashem Lakecha is coming to add Elu, Hadamin, Ha'erchin. One commits to donate, to give his personal market value to Hashem. Ha'erchin is a set value determined by the Torah. V'acharamin v'hegdesh are different types of hegdesh to Beis HaMikdash. We learn from here. L'shalmai. Who? V'lo chiluvav. The Israel b'al ta'achar only applies to the original carbon, but not to the exchange, not to the backup, substitute. The Gemara soon will explain what this means. The pasuk continues, Kidoro yishid reshenu, Hashem will demand it of you. Evidently, we're referring to karbonis, which are a chayva, obligatory karbonis, not just something which he himself volunteered. Elu chatois v'ashamois, oilois v'shlamim, Rashi of course says, the oilois v'shlamim are not neder and dava, speaking about oilois re'iyah v'shalma chagiga, which are chayva on the person. These are included in kidoro yishid reshenu, the ones that are nidresh from you, are demanded of you. Pasuk continues, Hashem alekecha. What's this referring to? Eilut stokois, umasrois, ubechor. The pasuk continues, me'imach. What is this coming to add? Something which you owe. A portion of the of your crop, which belongs to the ani, which is sitting by you. Zeleket shikropeya. The pasuk continues, v'ayibuchah chet. What do we learn from here? You have the chet. But the chet, the delay, the procrastination, the baal ta'achar concept does not affect the actual kashrus ha-carbon. The carbon remains kashur and valid. Let's go over to Rashi, off to the left. Hashem alekecha elu tzedakos u'masros. How do we see it in these words? Dakro yiseiru, because really these are extra words. Abba motzi, limichtab, ki darish yidrushenu. U'kvar Hashem kasev alamalu u'mikro. The pasuk already referred to Hashem. Why add Hashem alekecha? Nidrash beila suyit stokas and masters. Evidently, it's coming to include stokas and masters. Why? Shekas ben shemze. We find the shema Hashem alekecha alluding to stokas and masters. By stoka we have lechati et stoka fnei Hashem alekecha. When it comes to master of grain, we find lechato fnei Hashem alekecha master degoncha. It's interesting that pairs from Rashi. Well, not gerz the word ubuchar in the Gemara right here, because we don't seem to have the term Hashem lekecha by buchar. In any case, Rashi continues, Me'imcha zeleka shikho peya. Why is it alluding to these things? Shein chelke shel ani. This is the chelke of the ani in your crop. V'chsiv be'yas ani imcha. So me'imcha is referring to these specific matnes aniyim, which are meant to be left behind on the farm. From the pasuk Vayibachachet we learn, Vayibachachet chachet, says Rashi, in our carbon, if so, b'kach, don't think that the carbon becomes possible. Sure, he delayed it past deadline. It's a personal transgression, but it doesn't affect the carbon. Now the Gemara explains some parts of the price. Says the Gemara, let's go back to the price. L'sa'ach l'shamay, don't delay bringing this thing. Hu v'lei chilufav. This only refers to the original carbon, but not to its backup, to its substitute. What does this mean? Chilufa mai. The substitute, the backup of which carbon are we speaking about? Ichilufa oilu shlamim. So he had an oilu shlamim that went missing. He brought another one instead. And he finds the first one. And he's makrivit. Now we have the backup, the substitute. It's called chilufa oilu shlamim. What's wrong with that? Mikar of karvi. What do you mean? It's meant to be brought as a carbon. It's fully kosher. So why wouldn't Baal Ta'achar apply there? Why are you being a mai to this case? Are we speaking about a backup chatas? Well, lemisa azla. That certainly can't be a candidate for akrova or for baal ta'achar. We learn from Melech HaMashiach Sinai, it goes lemisa. So the brisa can't be referring to that. Elamai chilufa. Well, apparently, what are we speaking about? Chilufa toida. You have a backup toida. And what happened was, the Rashi explains it, what happened was, he had a carbon toida, which went missing. He took another animal, and you mafresh it in its stead. Or let's say you did a tzmura. You have the toida standing before you, the original one. You say, well, this other animal next to it should assume the kedusha of the first animal. Make a tzmura. And either way, you have two forms of toida standing in front of you, two options. And they got mixed up. You no longer know which one's the original, which needs the lechem. Right? The original toida needs to have 40 loaves of bread with it, whereas the backup or the exchange of tzmura does not need lechem. Now they're both mixed up. You don't know what's what. So what do you do? So if you have them both standing before you, no problem. Bring them both to the Middash and bring one set of 40 lechem and apply it to whichever one needs it. But what happens if one is mace? One of them dies. You left with one. You don't know. Is he the original one, which needs lechem, or is he the backup, which is exempt from lechem? You can't just bring lechem unnecessarily. So what do? You're stuck. Etani Rabbi Chiya, toida shinus arva b'tumuras u'meisa. The original toida got mixed up with its tumura, its exchange, and one of them died. U'meisa achas mem. One of them died. You don't know which one died. Chaver te'englet akana, the one remaining behind cannot be brought as a korban. Why? Heichel avid, what should he do? Likrava, should he bring it for likrav lechem bada together with bread? Duma tmuri, perhaps he's the backup who doesn't need bread. Likrava belay lechem, bring it without bread. You can't do that either. Dilma toidi, maybe that's the original karm, which needs lechem. So there's no way out, and you just leave it alone. Apparently, that's the case of the brisa. The brisa says Bal Ta'ach only applies to the original toida, but not to the chilufei toida. It meant this case. Says the Gemara, what do you mean? How could Bal Ta'achar apply? Even without a pasuk to exempt it from Bal Ta'achar, you know what? Bal Ta'achar would not apply. Because Bal Ta'achar means you meant to bring it. Don't delay. Don't procrastinate. V'akivin delav basakrovi. Well, since you cannot feasibly possibly bring this carbon, krolam uti lamli. Why didn't a pasuk to exempt him from Bal Ta'achar? So apparently the brisa cannot be referring to this case. I'll give you a solution. The Brice is referring to a backup of an oila or shlamin. Oh, so you lost your oila. You umafresh a substitute. You found the original one. You umakrev it, and you left with the backup. Kasha was. It's perfectly fine for a carbon. So why would Bal Ta'achar not apply? That was the kash. Answers of sheshes. The Brice is referring to a very specific case, and there's a chiddush there. V'achav b'maya skin, you know what we're speaking about? Kigoyin she'avro olav shnei regalim. You had an oila, you had a kosher oila, and you delayed. One yom tov passed by, another yom tov passes by, two regalim passed by, v'humam. And then, lucky him, the karbim got a mum. V'chid l'loy al achar, and he took the kedusha of the original karbim, and he transferred it to another karbim. The second carbon is continuing and taking the place of the first carbon. Now he allowed another yomtiv to pass him by without bringing that carbon for a total of three. If you combine both animals, the original and the substitute, you have a total of three. But if you focus on each individual animal, you don't have three. The first animal passed two yomim tovim, but then he got a mum. He was out of commission. A new animal passed another yom tov, just one. And that's the chiddush of the brisa. There is no Bal Ta'achar in this case. Perhaps I would think, since the second one is coming from the first, he derived his kedusha from the original one. Let's combine the two and we'll say, Kemanda Avru Olav Gimel Regalim Dami. Let's treat it as though he missed three yom tovim. K'mashmon, the chiddush is no. We focus on each individual animal on its own. And unless this particular animal was around during three regalim, he's not over Bal Ta'achar. That's the chiddush of the brisa. Hucha b'lei chilufav means only the animal which experienced three regalim gets Bal Ta'achar, but not the backup, the substitute who derived the chiddush from him, but he himself never had three regalim. Now this works if Bal Ta'achar is generated by missing three regalim. So then this scenario makes sense. But according to the other shita, the Rav Meir, the Amar, Kivin she'avar olav regel echad, oivir Bal Ta'achar, once he misses one yamtiv, Bal Ta'achar kicks in, Michael Meimar. And this situation no longer makes sense. You don't need more than one to give Bal Ta'achar. Amar Rava, let's tweak, let's modify the case, which case will work even according to Rav Meir. Hachmai Eskinu was speaking about a case where you had oila. And he experienced a mum when? Kigon shehuman b'seicha regal. Within the first yomtiv, he got his mum. V'chidloi al achar, in which case he transferred the kedusha onto its backup. Va'avar alav haregel, and he allowed the second half of the yom tov to pass him by without bringing it as a carbon. So first half of the regel was experienced by the first carbon. Second half of the regel was experienced by the second carbon. Now, if you combine both animals, you have a full regel. That's the chiddush. We don't do that. Perhaps I would say, since the second carbon is deriving its kedusha from the first, let's treat it as though he allowed the entire regel to pass him by. The chiddush is no. We don't say that because we focus on each individual animal. In this case, each animal only experienced the half a regel. That's the chiddush of the braisa. The braisa continues. The chet of al ta'achar applies to the person, but doesn't affect the karma. The karma remains kosher. Is this halacha learned from this pasuk? But achirim nafka. Achirim already taught us the same halacha from a different pasuk. The sanya achirim aimer. Yochal yehi b'chor. We know that a bechor is meant to be brought as a carbon or consumed, if it has a mum, within the first year of its birth. Suppose he's negligent when it comes to fulfilling that chiyuv, he lets the year pass him by. What happens then? Yochal yehi bechor she'aver shnasei. Perhaps the bechor who is past the first year will have the same halacha kipsula mikdashim, like carbonus which became pasul, which had a mum, but he's a pasul, in which case it becomes invalid, it becomes pasul of akrova. Tamil Lema comes to Pasuk and says, V'chadu l'fnei Hashem l'kecha, ma'asar d'goncha, t'roish chavitzarecha, u'b'chiris b'korcha v'tzoncha. Pasuk tells you that you meant to bring all these items to the Beis HaMikdash, to Yerushalayim, the ma'asar of your grain, your wine and your oil, your firstborn animals, ma'akish b'chir l'ma'asar. The Pasuk here is connecting b'chir to ma'asaris. And we say, ma maser in a nifsa mashal lachaberta. Just as maser, which is more than the year old, doesn't become pasuk, Rashi brings a pasuk that once every 3 years, the third year of the Shemitah cycle, you get up and you say, bi'arte ha'kodesh min habayis, I finished taking care of my masers, which indicates that you can still eat the maser, even 3 years later. Af b'chor in a nifsa mashal lachaberta, likewise a b'chor, although l'chatchili meant to take care of it within the first year, but past the year, it doesn't become pasuk. So this pasuk provides a source to this concept that delaying the fulfillment of the korban obligation does not invalidate the korban. Says the Gemara, perhaps I can be machalik. I can differentiate between a bechor which is unaffected by passing of time and other korbanos that perhaps are affected. Istrich, there is a need for another pasuk. Sakadai dachmina, perhaps I would say. Hanemi lebechor. When do we say the passing of time doesn't affect the carbon? That's by Bechor. You know why? The law of Baratzohu. A carbon of the Bechor is not coming to be Maratz, not coming to be Mechaper. Okay, so even if it's past deadline, it's still kosher. Aval kochem, the Bnei Yartzoh Ninu. But when it comes to other carbonis, which are meant to be Maratz, to find favor in Hashem's eyes, to be Mechaper on a Chet. For instance, an Oila. Even Oilas Machaper are missing a mitzvah saseh. A shlomim, the Gemara says, is matl shalem ben Yisroel avim shemayim. It generates peace and harmony between Yisroel and Hashem. It's meant to engender a close relationship. It's meant to bring Machaper, to be Maratza. Emolay litzah, perhaps, past deadline, it can no longer generate that Ratzah and its puzzle, kamashmon. That's the chiddush of our price. V'hoi b'chochet v'loi b'kobar chochet, regardless of what type of carbon. Even though they're coming to be mechaper, to be meratza, past the deadline, they're still kosher. Tesis asks, Uksas tema. It's a bit of a wonder. What's the hava mina? Why would I even think that a carbon past a deadline is possible? Why would I say that? So actually, Rashi seems to be addressing that kasha. You'll notice on the last line of the Amid, Rashi says, Emaloi lirtsu ma'acha she'avien ba'avira. How could you have the carbon brought ba'avira and expect it to be effective? And someone first learns, like a mitzvah ba'avira, which is possible. So that's the havamina. Perhaps I would say it's possible, and that's why we need a pasuk to tell you otherwise that, sure, you're not meant to delay, you're not meant to procrastinate, but even after deadline, The person has been delinquent, but the korban itself remains kosher and unaffected. Continues the Gemara, the last word. Vakati, but still, we have another source for this halacha. But the Ben Azay nafka. We have a brisa teres kainim, authored by Ben Azay, which seems to tell us the same thing. The Sani Ben Azay Emer. We have a pasuk by Pigel, which means he took the korban, and he did the avoid this with an improper thought. I'm going to eat it past the prescribed time. So the pasuk says, Lo yirotze, hamakriv oisa lo yichashiv. It's pretty much telling us that not only did he do something wrong, but he affected the kashrus of the carbon, becomes pigel, becomes pasuk. But now the oimer oisai, matam alayma. Why does the pasuk say hamakriv oisa lo yichashiv as an extra word? It's coming to teach us something. Matam alayma, vishenemar. We have another pasuk which says, Lo yisachal l'shami. You don't have to delay bringing your carbon to the Mikdash, right? As we learned all along the last daf. Shemiyani, perhaps I would derive from there. I can come to the conclusion that since he's delinquent, he's procrastinating, it can affect the carbon. Shemiyani, af ma'achar nidroi b'bali rotze. Even in the case where a person delays bringing his nether, that carbon is now unfit. That carbon cannot be brought as a carbon. Talmud Leimar, that's what the pasuk by Pigel comes and says, Oisei, hamakrib, oisei lo yichashev, to tell you, oisei b'lo yirotze. Pigel, with the avoid that was done properly, you've ruined the carbon. That carbon is no longer fit for akrova, it's no longer accepted, it's a carbon pasuk. Ve'ed ma'achar nidre b'lo yirotze, as opposed to a case where a person delayed bringing his carbon. Sure, he did something wrong. He was over an alav, but his carbon is not affected. We don't say lo yirotze on that carbon. Okay, so we have a source for this concept. Why do we need another pasuk? So tell us the same thing. Says the Gemara, you're right, according to Ben Azai, this pasuk of Vahoyi b'chachet is not coming to tell you that the carbon remains unaffected. Rather, it's coming to spare his wife. Ela b'chachet v'loy b'isht chachet. The person is delinquent. When it comes to fulfilling his nether obligation, he is affected. The chet applies itself to him, but not to his wife. V'loy b'isht chachet. Why would I think otherwise? Perhaps I would think. Some say, when does a person's wife, chas v'shalom, die young? It happens where, only where he refuses to fulfill his commitments. They ask him to pay up his debt. He doesn't want to pay. Tosfos brings Rashi and Zvachim, who applies this to Gezel. Refusing to repay a stolen item, stolen money. But Tosfos himself says, it's Mashal the Gemara Shabbos, that was speaking about paying up the vows in the Nedarim. How do we know that affects a person's wife? Shenemarim enuch l'shalom, pasuk in Mishlei. If you're not going to pay, Lama yikach mishkachem tachtecha, why should Hashem take away the mishka from beneath you, referring to his wife? So we see that a person decides, he's no longer going to pay back his chayv, pay in the dorm. It can affect his wife. Interesting that the einish affects his isha. Why? The Gemara in Kedushin speaks about the fact that Noshim garner the lion's share of koyach hadibur in the world. The Gemara speaks about 10 measures of asar kabin of sicha that descended into the world. And who took most? The Noshim took 9 out of 10. The concept of dibur, of expression, of commitment via verbalization. Dibur, koyach dibur, relates to a person's wife. And if he's not careful and be mekayim, fulfilling this concept, the koyach dibur within him, the aspect of dibur of his neshama, which is really his wife, gets affected, chas v'shalom. Says the more, if that's the case, ema, perhaps I would say, b'hai oven, b'al ta'achar nami, ishtay mesa. Likewise, if a person just delays, procrastinates unnecessarily when it comes to fulfilling the commitment, paying the nether that he promised. Here as well, ishtay mesa will have the same effect. Kamash Mulan comes to pasuk and says, no. And the Farshim explain, if he pretty much decided he's not going to pay it back, then we have that other consequence of ishtay mesa. But if he's just procrastinating, he's going to pay up eventually. He's just delaying and delaying. Comes to Gemara and says, although it's not proper, it's Balta Acher, but it doesn't have that same effect, that same severity, as refusing to pay altogether. In this case, the Gemara says, we learn from the Pasuk, that the chet applies itself to the person, affects the donor. Chet does not apply to his wife. Okay, let's do a quick chazar of today's daf. So what did we learn today? We learned about the concept of tashlumen when it comes to the karbonis of shvois. We have either the source and the fact that the pasuk mentions the three yom tovim together. By doing so, the Torah was makish chag shvois l'chag ha'matzos to apply the concept of tashlumen to shvois as well. Or we had the limud from Tani Rabbah Bar Shmuel, just as the zman of karbon by Rish Chodesh takes place throughout one day, because Rish Chodesh is created by counting of days. Likewise, when it comes to Shavuos, since Shavuos is generated by counting of weeks, the Kedusha and the Karbonis of Shavuos span a 7-day period in reference to Teshlumen if he missed the first day. We mentioned that Pesach has the concept of Balta Acher pertaining to three regalim. The Gemara assumes it's not the original one, because the original Karm Pesach cannot be brought past the Yudald B'Nissan time. So we have two Tirutzim. Rav Chizah says, you're right, Pesach has a different time frame. When the Mishnah, when the Braisa mentioned Pesach has three regalim, Kedin Naspo was just on account of the others, because really Pesach generates Baal Ta'achar right away. Quote Rav Sheish is speaking about the Shalmei Pesach, and the Chiddush is, we treat it like an ordinary Shlomim, which allows for three regalim. We had a Braisa that explained the Pasuk, which provided a source. We see Baal Ta'achar applies itself to all those various commitments. We had some miutim, some exemptions in this Braisa, Hu v'lo chilufav, which the Gemara interpreted to mean that he had a carbon which got a mum, and was switched into another carbon. We don't combine the two carbonates when it comes to Baal Ta'achar. We also learned about the fact that only the person gets affected. There's no psul on the karma itself. And finally, according to Ben Azai, this pasuk was actually coming to tell you, all the best to you and much atzlacha.